Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Bill Magnus, the CEO of the Texas power grid system ERCOT, has been fired for his handling of last month's deadly blackouts that left more than 4 million people without power in the state. The board of directors voted yesterday to remove Magnus, and this news comes after the state's Public Utility Commission chairwoman, Deanne Walker, resigned on Monday. For more, let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Tanya.
So ERCOT's board said in the meeting that they'll begin an immediate search for Magnus's replacement. But first, explain exactly what happened. What do we know about the details of his removal from the board?
Well, so obviously there was a lot of outrage and demand for accountability over what happened in Texas. I mean, after all, dozens of lives were lost. There was something like $129 billion worth of economic losses. There were people, regular customers, getting power bills for thousands of dollars. So obviously a lot of that outrage was focused squarely on ERCOT and the CEO, Magnus, for making the decision to turn off the power to millions of people, which he defended as sort of the best way to preserve the entire grid so the whole state didn't lose power for a longer time. And Tanya, obviously there's a lot of finger pointing going on, and there's a case to be made that the way in which Texas deregulated its power grid, it was perhaps doomed to something like this. But when you're demanding accountability, it's hard to sort of get past the guy leading the power grid. So I think, it was clear from his testimony to the Texas state legislature that people wanted to see some accountability, and that starts at the top.
Yeah, and we actually have some sound from Magnus when he was questioned by the Texas Senate. Let's listen.
I guess I wouldn't say it's a failure.
Mr. Magnus, with all due respect, this is not a Chamber of Commerce update. This is the largest train wreck in the history of deregulated electricity.
That was Texas Senator Brandon Creighton responding to Magnus. And to your point, what you were saying, I mean, it's a bigger issue here. We know that many people are still trying to recover, though, from this disaster. How will ERCOT actually come back from this? Can they be trusted after this massive power outage?
Well, I think the entire industry in Texas, both the plants that actually generate the electricity, as well as the plants that supply the natural gas and the wind and other forms of energy to the generating plants, they're all basically preparing for stricter rules that will require them to retrofit their plants to handle harsher winter than perhaps they were expecting. But as far as trust, it's going to be tough. And I think a lot of people in Texas, my joke is that it's probably a good time to be a salesman of backup generators in Texas, because I think people are not going to trust them for a while until they get this sorted out.
Mm-hmm. Magnus has 60 days left as CEO of ERCOT. Do we know who they're considering for this position?
Yeah, so my colleagues here at Bloomberg are reporting that the leading candidate is a guy named Brad Jones. He's the former head of New York's power grid. He's also a Texan, and he was once the chief operating officer of ERCOT. So they have people familiar with the situation saying that he, for the moment at least, is the leading candidate for the job.
Yeah, but there's still so much here and so much to follow, as you said. That's Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. As always, thank you so much, Mike.
Oh, thank you, Tanya.